country that this world has ever seen.
All right, what up, what up, what up, America? Good to be back. Missed you guys very much. If you missed me, let me know in the comments. That'd be very sweet of you.
We all missed you.
Be mean if you want to. I don't care. But either way, all right. Todd and Tony did an amazing job on the episode yesterday.
Thank you.
I liked their take. Admittedly, I would have gone a completely different direction, but I liked the way that they did it. And that's the cool thing about this, entrusting them to do it the way that they interpret it and the way that they think that it should be brought to you guys. And I think that was awesome. So thank you guys for supporting them while I am out. Some of you get irritated when I'm not here, but the truth of the matter is, as much as I would love to be, I'm not the Lord and I'm not omnipresent. And so I can't be in Maryland and here at the same time. The Tim Pool experience was cool. The guys over at Timcast were awesome. If you got to catch that episode, it was literally 3 hours long. But yeah, it was good. It was a good time. It was awesome. I've literally in the past 5 days been from basically coast to coast.
Yeah,
at
dude,
this point,
I don't know how you're still upright.
So it was it was a brutal little stretch, but we got a lot of things to talk about today. First of all, it is time to shut the government down. The end. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Here's the way I see it. The government shouldn't be open until the borders are closed, and taxes shouldn't be paid until Congress does their job.
Hallelujah.
Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm wrong, but that's just the way I feel. If you agree with that statement, blow up the chat. Comment yes or no in the comment. I want the comment section blowing up. It's time to get this thing rocking and rolling. And last but not least, can we get a round of applause real quick, Todd? Hit the button. The gay flag is out of classrooms. Happy hallelujah. The evil, satanic, demonic
later
flag is gone in the state of Tennessee in classrooms. It is now time. Here at Dear America, we're calling for it first. It is time to ban that demonic, evil, divisive, what's the word? Segregating flag out of this country, out of classrooms, out of federal buildings, out of state buildings. It is time to get the demonic out of America. If you agree with that statement, comment yes or no in the chat. Blow it up. I want to know your thoughts. I want to know your opinions. Is the pride flag demonic? The answer is absolutely yes, it is. And yes, we're going to get into it here in a minute. Okay, business as usual. I did see that the likes went down a little bit yesterday. So guys, ladies, do us a favor, hit the like button. The more you hit the like button, the more people see this video. If this is your first time watching this show, make sure to hit the follow button. Comment in the live chat. You guys are blowing the chat up right now. I love to see it. Make sure to share this with a hater because I'm definitely going to talk about some things that are going to make people mad in this episode. And so this is going to be a little bit more of a discussion
nice.
Because, you know, anytime you talk about the alphabet community, they get real upset. And we're, you know, one, I don't care. But two, we got to talk about these things because grace and truth are awesome. Too much grace leads to entitlement. Too much truth leads to trauma. We're going to talk about all of this stuff in this episode. I'm back. I'm ready to go. Also, Tim Pool did a really interesting thing. He does these things on YouTube called Super Chats, to where anybody that donates money to the show, the money that you donate, although not necessary, but the money that you donate to the show helps us continue to do what we do. So if you want to ask us a specific question, okay, if you donate to the show, it pops up a little thing and you can like write a little note or whatever. If you donate to the show, I think it's $5 or more is how Tim Pool does it. You can ask a question and we will do our best to stop in the middle of what we're talking about or at least go back to it and answer your specific question. We don't have call-in stuff here because we got too many crazy people. And me and Tim Pool talked about that. We used to have a P.O. box. We started getting a lot of weird stuff. You got Don Jr. getting anthrax to his house. But this is a way for you to interact in real time with us, something that may be on your mind. Not necessary. This is not a make money scheme. This is not necessary, but it's a fun little way to do it. Tony is in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up, everybody?
Man, you look like you are ready to run your drug deal right now. You can't see your eyes. You've got the stereotypical Hispanic white shirt on. Yeah.
These lights on this seat over here are super bright compared to yours over there. Yesterday when I was sitting in that seat, I was like, oh, this
feels
a
good.
Lot better. Yeah. And then you sit over here and it's blinding.
Yeah. So. Every time I used to get out of that chair, like my back and butt were stuck.
Somebody just said like this. Absolutely.
Yes,
thank
like
you
that.
For your $5 donation and like that. Oh boy, we're going to get a lot of questions here. here you go, Graham. Keep doing what you're doing and you guys are killing it. Thank you very much, Punisher. We appreciate that very much.
For sure.
We're still on Tony.
Yep,
okay,
sorry.
There we go.
Sorry.
All right. And of course, producer Hot Seat Todd is here as
What's up?
Well. All right. So, here we go. We got a lot of show to do. I'm probably going to skip a lot because we got a lot of things to talk about. All right. First of all, fast food restaurants. Okay. I'm now at the 45 pounds down mark. Okay.
Congrats.
I have traveled across the country and I have not cheated one time.
That's impressive. Right there.
One time.
That's
on
impressive.
The diet. I went yesterday. Like legitimately, or not yesterday, the day before traveling to Maryland, I don't think I ate for like 19 hours. Because I was looking for a Chipotle or something, and there just wasn't one. And I was like, well, all right. Let's see here. Here's another question. Oh, do it, guys. Thank you very
much.
We appreciate it,
always.
Guys. All right. So you need to stop eating fast food in the first place. It's poison. It's killing you across
so bad
the board.
For you.
But now they're doing what Uber and Uber Eats are doing. Now fast food restaurants are thinking about using surge pricing. Basically, it's kind of like Uber, right? So Uber, normally it costs this much money to get an Uber, but if a special event is going on, they up the charges here. Oh, thank you, guys. There's a bunch of comments about Rocket On. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it very much. Anyway, so now restaurants are thinking about doing the same thing. So the stuff that is literally clogging your arteries and killing you, they're now going to use... I don't know, just how they feel about the economy to decide if they're going to do. Can you get a Roll Tide? Absolutely.
Roll Tide.
Either way, don't turn us into those TikTok people. yum, ice cream so good. Don't turn us into that, like you know, kind of stuff. All right, anyway, that's really all I have to say. I don't really have a lot to talk about. Stop eating fast food. Don't let these people have control of your money and own you like this. Just do better. This is a great opportunity and reason to stop eating fast food and live a healthier life. They're trying to steal your money from you.
Yeah.
There's no
and
reason.
Kill you at the same time.
Yeah, it's not more expensive to kill fake cows at these fast food restaurants.
That's a fact.
Okay, it's not more expensive to do that. They're just doing it. Okay, here we go. All right, real quick, we're not going to spend all day talking about this because it shocked absolutely no one. But Donald Trump, absolutely. It could be the worst skull dragging I've ever seen. I'm going to do the Trump hands when I'm talking about this. It is they called it at 9:01, right?
Yeah.
1 minute.
Literally one minute
into the thing, they called it. President Trump, of course, wins Michigan, making Nikki Haley now a 5-time loser.
Whatever.
Right? Like it's five
massive,
now?
Massive loser.
Okay. So let's go over the numbers really quick because numbers matter and numbers are in. Important. Okay, here we go. And you need to share this right now. All right. As of right now, 99% are reporting in. Donald Trump has beaten Nikki Haley 68-26. 42 points.
In Michigan. That's
Donald
surprising.
Trump got almost 800,000 votes in a primary. Do you understand that Donald Trump is not only winning all the primaries, he's also doubling, quadrupling the amount of votes he got in any primary at any other point in his political time frame? Okay, I'm doing all the Trump things right now. Doing all of them. There is something going on here across the board. But this is something that I found most encouraging. Not this. We knew this was going to happen. That's why we're not going to spend a lot of time on it. It's no shock to anyone. This is where you need to hit the share button. Check this out. So this is the Democrat stuff. Of course, Joe Biden won 81% of the vote with 618,000. So more people voted for Trump than Biden, just saying. But here's the biggest thing. Uncommitted voters, 100,000. 1,000 uncommitted voters. That is a big old
huge
warning sign to the Dems. They're in full panic mode. Joe Biden will not be the nominee. We've got a couple clips from Seth Meyers. That was, wow. It was a lot. And there's no way that Joe Biden is going to be the nominee. But that 100, I think the thing is like 2% of people that vote in a general vote in primaries or something like that. Like, you know, and the fact that 100,000 people are uncommitted, that probably means a million people are uncommitted
at the very least
in Michigan right now. And that is dangerous for the Dems across the board. And I mean, I think they're in full panic mode. Also, it has been proven that in South Carolina now, and we called this, we said this, I can't wait till the data comes out.
Yeah.
Over half or nearly half. Excuse me. I want to be,
it was 40, it was 40%.
40% of Nikki Haley's voters, which I said, watch it be like over 100-something thousand of Nikki Haley's voters in South Carolina voted for Biden in 2020.
Wow.
Go figure. It's almost like, because she kept going, I know I'm an accountant and I know 40% isn't 50%, but we're doing, you really got like 20%, chick.
Yeah.
Like the end.
And maybe not even that.
And you totally got like skull dragged in Michigan. And if you can't beat Trump in New Hampshire or Michigan,
then you're not going to do it. Yeah, period.
Well, so, and of course, did she make a statement? I don't think she made a statement last night.
I didn't see anything, and I was up late.
That might be more interesting than anything else. Maybe she's getting ready to finally drop.
Well, I mean, again, I think a lot of people are asking why. Why is she still in? I mean, I mean, I asked this question last night after we got the clips, and I was asking why.
The conspiracy rumor is that she is a prime candidate for the No Label Party. Tony, you're out of the shot.
There you go.
She's a prime candidate for the No Label Party, and there's a lot of things in the background trying to get her to basically be like this Trojan horse, like destroy both candidates
thing. I've got conspiracy theory, weird question here.
Here we go.
And maybe I'm way off base here. All right, but we see now that Biden just got destroyed by Trump in Michigan. A lot of Democrats don't want to vote for him because of this Palestine thing, okay? Is it possible, and don't bite my head off if you think I'm horribly wrong, but is it possible that Nikki Haley is trying to stay in it so she can switch to take Joe Biden's spot? Is that a possibility?
I think anything's a possibility at this point. I mean, I can't put my finger on the pulse of what it is she's actually doing. We've got that now report, confirmed report that now some of Mitch McConnell's biggest donors are going to be meeting with Nikki Haley. So again, you have to ask yourself this question. One, Mitch McConnell's a rhino. He needs to be like drug out by his toenails anyway out of the halls of the Senate. But either way, you have to ask yourself, what are these people seeing that we're not seeing? They're not seeing anything that we're missing. It's what do they know that we don't know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so I think, I wouldn't trust any of them as far as I could throw them. But, you know.
Just none of this makes sense.
All right. This is from Russia, okay? If Western armies enter Ukraine, a direct conflict between Russia and NATO will be inevitable. When a fight is inevitable, you hit first, President Putin. So this is in regards to what? Ukraine joining NATO? Is that what this is? Yeah. Breaking Kremlin warns of conflict with NATO if alliance troops fight in Ukraine. Okay. Look, here's the thing. Putin's got a special place in HELL. We all know this. Me and Tim Pool talked about this a lot. Nobody's walking around here going, yay, Putin. All right. No, we're not doing that.
Not at all.
But here's the thing. Okay. Dictator, horrible person, you know, pineapples and Hitler and, you know,
little kind Nikki, of stuff. All
yeah,
that.
I mean, yeah. All that aside, if he is the president of a country, the largest populated country in the world, by the way, and he's at war with a country, and then other people go and into that war and help, what else is he supposed to say?
Yeah.
And so, and I'm not defending Putin. I'm asking a question. Like, what do you expect him to say? Everybody's like, don't you see Putin's terrible? I'd say the same thing if I was president and I'm fighting with
Yeah.
Back in the Iraq war. If it's like Russia if you step foot in Iraq and start fighting us,
we're coming to you too.
We're coming to you too. I don't know why this is like such. That's breaking news.
I don't understand it because it's Putin's is Satan, but Zelensky's a demon. So you've got the devil versus a demon. Why do we care?
Well, again, the biggest thing is people have to remember that both of these countries are evil, horrible countries. And I swear to the good heavenly Lord above, if I hear you people, oh Graham, but there are good people in Russia and Ukraine. Of course, Karen, I got it, okay? Just, we're talking about the majority and the good people in Russia and Ukraine. They ain't making no decisions, okay? They ain't pushing the nuke button eventually. Shut up and let the adults talk for a minute.
Yeah, there were good people in Iraq and Afghanistan, too. You know, I mean, not all those folks were bad either. And, you know, we tore them a new one. So, yeah, get over yourself, Karen.
Somebody said, Deb with 17 said that they watched their favorite morning podcaster on their favorite evening podcaster. Thank you guys for watching the show on Tim Pool. There was definitely a lot of program support on there, and I appreciate it very much. Anyway,
it was a good show.
But back to the point, though. I mean, I just there come some things where you don't have to agree with Putin or Russia to be like, well, what the crap do you expect them to do? All right. Anyway, we got to move on because we got a lot of stuff to talk about here. Real in-depth things. All right. Just in, the United States Army is cutting the force by 5%. What a great sign.
Wonderful
idea. World War III is on the brink here. Why are they doing this? Well, because they can't meet their recruiting numbers. That's why. The USA, where they will tax you 50% and your government can't even fill the army. Rest assured, the army is slashing the force because they need to restructure and prepare for the next major war. That makes total sense, doesn't it? The cuts are for empty spots, not actual troops, because the Army can't fill those spots. That is true. The Army is structured to have roughly 494,000 troops. However, active duty stands just 445,000 troops right now. The goal is to increase the total over the next 5 years to 470. Ladies and gentlemen, this is bad.
Really bad.
This is bad, 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 bad. Let me just go ahead and explain this to you. What does this mean? This means the draft will be coming. That's what it means. Oh, Graham, you're such an overreactor, Graham. Graham, you overreact so much. You're a fear-mongerer, Graham.
Warmonger.
Well, you're a denier. I mean, you know, they're cutting the army 5%. We're on the brink of World War III. Yeah, this is a great time to lower the force, and that is definitely a sign. People are definitely, this generation, the same people who don't know if they're a man or a woman, they're definitely volunteering to fight for the war.
Oh, that's a fact.
We got dudes lighting themselves on fire that are in the military right now that is actual infiltration. This is why I didn't get all sentimental about the guy, because on top of the fact he obviously had blatant mental illness, he was actually now, it is coming out through the post-millennial, that he was attached to Antifa.
Yep.
The enemy is already here. I've been saying this. And you know, me and Noah really talked about this on our drive back because we were watching the show. Well, I wasn't watching. I was listening on the way back. Maybe I've become desensitized. Maybe I have, because I've been just dealing with this crap and this slop for so long that it's just like, you know, it's got to be like cops in Homicide. You know, you've seen so many dead bodies.
Yeah,
you know,
that you're just
like,
meh.
I don't know this for a fact, but you see it on like the shows and you hear it for the cop documentaries. You know, their first dead body, they throw up and everything because they can't believe it. And they got to put the Vaseline under their nose. By body number 57, they're just like, whatever.
I don't smell anything.
I don't know. Maybe I'm desensitized to it, but the fact that he did it in uniform, I said this on Tim Pool's show, the fact he did it in uniform, the fact that everybody in the military failed this guy because there's zero chance that people didn't see it coming. The enemy is already here, ladies and gentlemen. The enemy is here. It has infiltrated our government. It has infiltrated our state legislature. It has infiltrated our military. And now you've got the idiot in chief the geriatric resident of our country that's like, you know what? I got a great idea. The leg hair and Kentucky Fried Chicken. lower the force. Lower the force.
Let's lick them.
I'm not kidding. I'm serious. Now the thing and ice cream and cones and pepper jack cheese.
LLJ cool J. LLP LLM.
Man, it's a very nice car.
I love how this show just turns into a comedy.
The man has become a punchline.
All right, here we go. Okay, so here we go. All right, this is the part where you need to hit that like button, you need to hit the share button. I'm curious your thoughts, because this is where I'm at. All right, and we're going to go through all this stuff here. It is time to shut the government down. Ladies and gentlemen, hear me out. If you agree with that statement, comment yes or no. Blow the chat up. I want to know if I'm truly alone in this, because I'm okay to be alone in this. I'm okay to be alone in the fact it's time to shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody was talking about AT&T and all this stuff. Good. Shut it down. Shut all of it down. Shut it down.
Hallelujah.
It's time. Shut it down. Shut every bit of it down, because nothing is going to affect change quicker than to shut this cancer down. Okay, if you got a hole in the boat, you're going to be like, you know what? You can make it. Just go.
Nah.
The Titanic would suggest otherwise. That was terrible. I'm sorry. But either way, I'm just saying, we got big old holes in the boat. We're bleeding out, people. And it ain't going to stop until you stop the bleeding. What's the best way to stop the bleeding? You stop the morons that are responsible for the bleeding. And you know what? You would be amazed. You would be amazed the amount of things that don't stop paying when the government shuts down. The members of Congress are one of those people.
Yeah.
You know how the members of Congress keep getting paid? You keep being suckers and paying taxes. That's all I'm saying. Again, I say, no government until the border is closed, and no taxes paid until Congress does their jobs. I don't think that's too difficult to say. When can we have a no confidence vote in the country? No confidence in the government, and individual states go, you know what? Screw you. We're not paying taxes. What are you going to do then? Hold on. Somebody just says, oh, somebody said, hi, Todd and Tony. What the?
Hi.
Wow. Okay. All right. Hi. Hi to you as well. Okay. Read this.
She did not say hi, Grant.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Okay. All right. Congressional leaders leave intense frank White House meeting, which was Biden's only third thing he did yesterday, by the way. So Biden's docket yesterday, his first thing was at 10 o'clock.
Yep.
So Dubuddy ain't got to do nothing till 10. And then he was done at 1:15.
Well, I had to get his ice cream.
That was his whole day.
His ice cream.
3 hours and 15 minutes. Okay, so they talk about this in-depth conversation they had. It was like 30 minutes, you liars.
We talk longer than that here.
You walked in there and like, okay. Mr. President, I we're out of time. Oh, okay. Give him his B12 shot quick. He's fading. All right. The top four congressional leaders left the White House on Tuesday. Hold it together, guys. We got serious stuff to talk about. On Tuesday, after an intense sit down with President Biden, as the clock ticks down to Biden's bowel movement. No, I'm kidding. Possible partial government shutdown. See, now we're not even at government shutdown. We're at possible. Partial government shutdown. The lawmakers, House Speaker Mike Johnson, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Only one of those four people maybe is on our side.
That's what I was going to say.
Maybe.
That's the part that scares
you
me
the most. You got 15% of the people in attendance that are like, you know what? Whatever. Let's see here. Affirmed that all four were committed to finding some kind of deal on the government funding by Friday, but gave little insight into how they planned to do so. Go figure. Politicians say a bunch of things and have absolutely no freaking clue how they're going to do anything about it. Mm. How are you going to do it? How are you going to do it, Mike? How are you going to do it? Shut the government down for... I didn't want them to be left out, Graham. Okay, all right, Deb West. 17.
That was the one that said, hey, Todd and Tony.
I know. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Okay, it's simple. The government shuts down till the borders close down. Ooh, talk about a political slogan. The government shuts down till the border closes down. Okay, we're going to get into what the stark contrast here between Schumer and Mike Johnson when they came out of their 15-minute meeting with the geriatric resident. But before we do that, we got to get into our sponsor, Patriot Mobile. Ladies and gentlemen, stop paying hundreds of dollars a month. AT&T literally just shut down. Literally.
Yeah.
Literally just shut down.
For real.
And you're paying these people hundreds of dollars. Somebody wrote me and they were like, hey, AT&T gave us a credit
for $5.
For what happened. It was $5. $5 credit.
$5.
Sorry you were stranded wherever you were. Oh, thanks for your hundreds of dollars a month that allows us to pay for the murder of babies. Join me, Dan Bongino, Glenn Beck, Charlie Kirk, Dana Lash, Sebastian Gorka, and the list goes on and on. Support a patriot loving Christian company. Switch your service to Patriot Mobile right now by going to patriotmobile.com/Graham or simply calling 972-PATRIOT. Take your phone, take your kids, take your wife, take your phone number, take all of it. And with the activation code Graham, you get free activation plus free shipping. Make the switch today. Stop. Good Lord, stop. You just saw it, people. AT&T hates you, and they also were hacked by China. But either way, it's time to switch to Patriot Mobile. Make the switch today. PatriotMobile.com/Graham or 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the promo code Graham. All right, here we go. Let's move on here. All right, so I think I actually, okay, this is Chuck Schumer. Let's read like the overview first. I want to read the overview first. Basically, this is Chuck Schumer, direct quote. Quote, we have got to do Ukraine now. Weird phrasing of a word, I might say. That's weird. We got to do Ukraine.
Now.
What? What does that mean? There are other issues like the border that we should address, but not now. What? That's a literal quote. Quote, we have got to do Ukraine now. There are other issues like the border that we should address, but not now. A literal quote. Does Ukraine have like your daughter kidnapped or something? Like, are they threatening murder your wife?
That's
like,
their money laundering scheme, bro.
What are we talking? Okay, play this video. I don't know if we can do all of it because just to hear.
I might have to turn my headphones off.
Peto Magneto over here just talk for forever. All right, play it. Go.
The meeting on Ukraine was one of the most intense I have ever encountered in my many meetings in the Oval Office. The four of us all together led, first person to speak was Leader McConnell, well, the five of us, the President, the Vice President, Leader McConnell, Speaker, Leader Jeffries, and myself, made it so clear how vital this was to the United States. This was so important.
So important. This is so vital to the United States. Not the border. Ukraine.
Mm-mm.
It's so vital to the United States that we do Ukraine now. Play it.
That we couldn't afford to wait a month or 2 months or 3 months because we would, in all likelihood, lose the war.
Pause.
NATO.
We would lose the war. Is America at war? Did I miss the draft?
God.
Hold on. This is somebody. When Trump gets in, he can fire most of these people screwing over our country. Well, I wish that was true, but unfortunately, it's not. He can't fire them. They have to be voted out. You can fire them because you, the people, have the power of the vote. Either way, we will lose this war. Do you hear the words that they're saying?
God,
they're speaking as though we already have troops on the ground fighting in this war. Comment in the chat. Are we at war with Russia? Did I miss that? Like, is the United States at what? What is this? We will lose the war stuff. Comment. I'm serious. Blow the chat up. Are we at war with Russia? When did this happen? When did Congress declare war on Russia in alliance with Ukraine? Hold on. Somebody just said, this is a $20. Thank you very much. This is Moral Compass with Ariel. We need to really stop sending money to other countries and stop putting this country last. I am so freaking sick of it, man. Literally nothing for us Americans. Put America first. Thanks, guys.
I
agree completely.
Hallelujah.
Again, blow up the chat. Let me know. When did we go to war with Russia? What is he talking about? We are going to lose the war. Keep it going. Hit play.
Oh, would be fractured at best. Allies would turn away from the United States, and the boldest leaders, the boldest autocrats of the world, the Putins, the Xis, the presidents of North Korea. I like the governor of North Carolina, actually.
He's facing being replaced by
Mark. The presidents of North Korea and Iran would be emboldened, thinking that the United States was this soft, fat, country that lost its way and would take advantage. And so we said to the speaker, get it done. I told him, this is one of the moments, I said, I've been around here a long time. It's maybe four or five times.
Demon!
That history is looking over your shoulder. And if you don't do the right thing, whatever the immediate politics are, you will regret it. I told him 2 years from now and every year after that. Because really, it's in his hands. It's in his hands. We told him how important it was. It was passionate.
He's talking about Ukraine, not the border.
I talked about my trip to Ukraine, where I met soldiers who had Russian artillery in range with the drones they have, but had no ammunition to fire at.
Oh, gosh.
We talked about four brigades who were ready to go, Ukrainian,
pause.
No arms.
All right, notice he did not say Mike Johnson. He said every other name except this. Yeah, because they don't respect. Yeah, they don't respect it. Here's the thing, and maybe I'm wrong here, and comment below if you think I'm wrong. Am I the only person that doesn't care if soldiers are dying in Ukraine? Am I the only one? Like I don't care. It's not America. Ukraine is not a good country. I don't care if innocent women and children are dying, which I'm not convinced they are. Where are the photos? Where are the images? Where's all this stuff? Okay, the same people that are like, show me the heads of babies.
Thank you.
Show me the heads of babies and prove that it's happening. Nobody's asking no questions about Ukraine. Where are these dead people at?
Thank you.
Well, Graham, I care about all human life, but why are these
You're
people,
better man than me, Tony.
Well, I mean, why are the politicians so worried about Ukraine and not worried about our own country? We have so many issues going on around here.
Because they want to take us into war. Because when you live in a society where the pharmaceutical companies make money off people being sick, not being healthy, and when you live in a country where our congressional leaders make money in stocks because stocks soar when our men and women, our young men and women in this country die in foreign soil. You can't trust anything they're saying. Hang on, we got a super question here. This is from Diane MCC75. All they are doing is just talking to the brainwashed people that watch CNN all day, and they refuse to wake up because the rest of us know the truth and what's really going on. It's just lies, lies, lies. Absolutely, I agree. They talk in their own echo chamber. The only difference is, the echo chamber is working and people keep voting these people into power. Chuck Schumer literally said, I've been here for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Term limits.
The devil's gay cousin, Chuck Schumer, has been there for a long, long time, just like Nancy Pelosi. They're like some, you ever seen them things where it's like certain actors are like immortal?
Yeah.
Look, I'm telling you, if you go back to like photos of 1492 when Columbus sailed over here.
Yeah, like Wonder Woman.
Chuck Schumer's one of the swabs on the deck. I'm telling you, this is weird stuff, dude. Okay. All right. Again, these people are so crazy. We have to do Ukraine now. So that's the Democrats. Like they don't care about there are other issues we should discuss, like the border, but not right now.
Yeah.
Because what's most important to the American people is a fake war in Ukraine. That's most important to the American people, i.e. his stock prices. All right, this is what Mike Johnson has to say. Let's play it.
Thank you. Thank you all for staying. We had a couple of meetings there. It was frank and honest. I think we need more frank and honest conversations on Capitol Hill. So I was happy to participate in this. We did that as a group, and then I had a one-on-one for a period of time with the president, just he and I in the Oval Office. Let me say this. When I showed up today, my purpose was to express what I believe is the obvious truth, and that is that we must take care of America's needs first. When you talk about America's needs, you have to talk first about our open border. I've been, I believe, in maybe 20-something states over the last several weeks, going around the country, appearing at events with my colleagues, and we're hearing from the American people of all parties and all persuasions in all cities and all states who feel this acutely. They understand the catastrophe at the border is affecting everyone, and it is top of mind for all the American people for that reason.
Pause. So it's not top of mind for the Democrats. Ingrid 3174 says they need Ukraine for their money laundering schemes. I absolutely agree. Mm-hmm. Debwith 17 said, what are our thoughts on Trump-Biden visits to the border tomorrow? We'll get into that in just a second. Let's finish what Mike Johnson has to say.
I brought that issue up repeatedly today in that room and again one-on-one with the president. I think that's our responsibility to bring that up. The other big priority for our country, of course, is the funding of our government. And we have been working in good faith around
shut it down
every single down. Day.
All right, pause. Mike, you already lost me there. Shut it down. Mike Johnson should have the cojones, as Tony would say, to walk up there and be like, you know what? Here's the truth. I just walked out of that meeting with a bunch of the biggest morons that this country ever has. And you know what? America, he should grab the microphone like this and be like, you know what, America? And like they're trying to yank it from him. He's like, no, I got to say what I got to say. You know what, America? It's time to shut it down. Shut it down, these people. These people don't care about you. Shut it. And then yank the mic out of his thing. That's what Mike Johnson needs to do.
And that
Mike Johnson needs to tell the truth that there is no good recourse. There is no good way to fix this. Let's see here. This is K Knocker 96. We went to war. Crap, I lost it.
I got it.
There it is.
We went to war the moment the U.S. government sent the first paycheck to Ukraine. They want an open border and a weak United States while padding their pockets through Ukraine money laundering schemes. Facts.
Absolutely true. But again, the only answer to this is to shut the government down. Let it shut down, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, I am begging you, blow your congressmen or congresswoman up, blow your senators up. If you agree that it is time to let the government shut down and let the cards fall where they may, comment yes or no in the chat, blow it up, and let me know what you think. Am I alone in this?
So here's my problem, and maybe we talk about this from time to time. Mike Johnson is saying all the right things. It is the tone in which he is saying
it. He's weak.
He's weak.
I mean, he hasn't impressed me at all.
At all.
He hasn't impressed me at all. Okay, we're going to skip ahead a little bit here. We're going to go, we'll save the Biden stuff on TV tomorrow. What do we think about them going to the border for Biden? I think it's too little, too late.
Yeah.
You literally got an election in March, April, May, June, July, August.
Yeah, and I said it yesterday. Seven and a half months.
Too little, too late.
I could care less about him going to the border. I could honestly care less about him making an executive order to shut it down. He could do it right now. I still wouldn't care.
All right, real quick, we got to talk about the economy and our good friends at Birch Gold. Ladies and gentlemen, things are only getting worse. Have you checked the gas prices lately? It's only going to get worse before it gets better, especially with going on in the country today. They're low in the military. We're going to go to war. Protect your money. The U.S. dollar is losing its potential. It's losing its power. I'm asking you to simply text the word Graham. That's G-R-A-H-A-M to 989898 right now to get a free information kit from my friends at Birch Gold. All they want to do is help you learn how you can protect your money by diversifying through precious metals like gold. Maybe you got savings, maybe you got a 401k. Doesn't matter. It's not for everybody, but free information is vital information. I'm begging you, as a father, as a friend to you here on this channel, text the word Graham to 989898 right now to get your free information kit now. What were the questions? I see some super questions
coming. Okay, so you've got one statement here. Could they be keeping, and this is from Jenny A18, could they be keeping the aspect of the war in their back pockets to use before the election, start a war right before the election to take it again, or just to make the election go their way?
They can start a war right before the election, but there is no war right now. It's fake. There's no war. We live in 2024. When we went to war in Iraq, people didn't have cell phones, but yet everybody had footage of everything going on in Iraq.
Yeah, you ain't lying,
literally,
man.
There is no war. It's fake. It's fake. I see the chat's blowing up. What else
we got? There's another one. This is a comment from Infantry Blue Dream. Everyone should just stay home till they listen. Shut the money off for a few days. Pick a date. Stay home.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, here is a major question from Diane MCC75. Okay. Graham, can you explain what a government shutdown would do for us?
Well, it depends. If you're not a government employee, it does nothing for you. Like that's the thing. We can Google it right now. Google what doesn't shut down during a government shutdown. Let's look at this. And we're going to go long today because we got to get into this gay pride flag thing. What doesn't shut down during a government shutdown? There it is right now. Okay. The Supreme Court would stay open. Criminal prosecution, including the two federal cases against former President Trump. So they shut the government down. Don't worry.
We're still going after Donald Trump. If that's not proof.
We'll continue. Most civil litigation would be postponed. U.S. embassies and the consulates would remain open, but some foreign aid programs would run out of money.
Big one.
Ding, 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 ding. That's the big one. You know whose paycheck gets stopped? The armed forces. You know who continues to get paid? Congress. Mm-hmm. But that is highlighted. Blow it. Can you zoom in on that just a little bit, Todd? Look at this. And this is from Reuters right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the big thing. There it is.
There it is.
Winner, winner, right chicken there. Dinner.
Boom.
Foreign aid programs could run out of money. My, oh, my. The simple things you learn just by looking it up.
That's it.
There you go. That's why.
Todd, I have a question real quick before. It's quick. I just want a quick hitting answer from you two.
Okay.
If you were to take a poll of 10,000 people from each state, what percentage do you guys think anybody would say that the Ukraine is top priority for them, the Ukraine funding?
Depends on what state you're in.
I think even in the blue states, I think it would be low. I do. I think that people are starting to realize, hey, you know, this is not going to work. Okay. You know, this is not going to work.
I agree. This is crazy. All right. Keep bringing the super chats, but we got to get into this discussion right here. And I realize that this is going to be very divisive, but I feel so very strongly about this that I don't care. And we got to talk about it. Okay. So let's go ahead and go to it right now. Let's pull it up here. I know.
Yep.
Three, two. All right. So Blaze Media is reporting that the Tennessee House passes bill to ban pride flag and other ideological flags in schools. All right. Let's keep going here. I don't need to read all about it. That they passed the bill. Go to the next thing right here. All right. Next one. Here we go. Tennessee House passed a bill that bans LGBTQ flags in public school classrooms. The vote was 70-24 and could be voted on by the Senate this week. If we're removing religion from classrooms, let's remove all religions. Great job. Just go ahead and leave that flag up for a minute. Comment right now. Do you believe the LGBTQ flag to be the most divisive, most demonic flag that we have in our country? My answer is absolutely yes. Demonic runs in lies. Demonic operates in untruths. And there is nothing more untrue than the alphabet community that believe that they can be whatever they want and that man can sleep with men and women can sleep with women and women can, a woman who is transitioned to a man can date a man that's transitioned to be a woman. So why didn't you just keep it the way it was in the first place? If you believe that this is demonic across the board, comment. Maybe I'm wrong, but we're going to go into an open discussion. I'm done with the notes. I don't, there are no more notes. We're talking about this here. Okay?
Let's go.
And if you got a super question, again, it's not required. This is a free show, but if you want to contribute to the show by asking questions, have them read, here we go. We're talking about the LGBTQ flag. Tennessee has led the way banning it in classrooms. Good first step. I believe that it's not near nothing that needs to go. I mean, it needs to go so much further. We need to have a ban of the gay pride flag in every single school and every single state, federal building across the board, because it has no place in this country. It has no place. If you want to put it in your home, fine. Okay, this is America. You can do whatever you want in your home, on your property. Okay? Keep it out of the classrooms. Stop indoctrinating children. Keep it out of state and federal buildings, because it is the most segregated, divisive, bigoted flag that we have in this country. Do you agree or do you not agree? And if you have questions you want to ask me, let's go for it. Y'all's thoughts. I'm curious.
Yeah. And I actually, just to let you know, administrative producer note, I have figured out a way that I don't have to scroll all the way up for the super questions. I can click on them individually.
Good. So, all right, let's do it.
So the one we missed is, what if we followed Saudi Arabia and built a wall city on the border and had the illegals build it and then stay there while they apply for their citizenship?
I absolutely think that we should build a wall like you saw back in like Kingdom days, mm-hmm. like just build it as high as possible. But we're talking about the gay pride flag now, so let's move on.
My thoughts on that is, I think the pride flag, just like all other flags that are divisive, like Black Lives Matter, all that stuff, there should be, in my opinion, two flags in every classroom, the state flag and the flag of the United States, because we're all U.S. Well, people that are here legally are U.S. citizens, and those are the ones that should be in the classrooms. That's my thought.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and like...
And all state and federal buildings, too. Again, the pride flag has no place in the classroom and public society of mandated display of the most divisive, non-inclusive flag that we have on planet Earth. Outside of the Nazi flag, the pride flag is right up there. Ooh, Graham, I can't believe you just said, oh, is it really? Okay, is it really that different? As a straight white Christian male, am I able to, like, do I belong to that flag? Does that flag include me? As a straight white Christian male, cis male, right? Heterosexual.
I don't know.
I am a male, so I am a male. Does that flag have a place for me on there? Or is it only for people that are homosexuals and believe that they can be any sexuality they want to be, and women can be men and men can be women, and what is love and what is age gaps and what is pedophilia and all this stuff? Is it more for those? Or is it exclusively for those? I don't have a place on that flag, so therefore it's bigoted and it's divisive.
For sure.
And it's non-inclusive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if I created a white, cisgender, male, Christian flag and demanded that we put it up in every single school, in every single state and federal house legislature, what would happen to me? I'm very curious. I see we got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, so
let's go.
On that, it's VPMW Davis says, yep, the first time pronouns were used 2,000 years ago, we are legion for we are many.
The only time in the Bible that they were used was when demons were speaking.
Cat loves.
Hold on, I'm going to say it again, because I know that's going to make a lot of people mad. All right, but as Christians that are tolerant to this, there's a lot of a difference between loving the person and being tolerant of the person.
Yep.
The only time they, them pronouns were used in the Bible is when demons were speaking. If you are a Christian and you don't listen to the words that I just said, you need to go back and read it again. All right, what else we got?
The other one was from Cat Loves Trump for America. They took out God from school and crosses and praying, so equally, so should theirs and their devil-worshipping idols. 100% agree. 100% agree with that. We actually had, in rural Mississippi, we had a little example of this during COVID. My oldest son, when everybody...
COVID. It's not COVID, it's COVID.
COVID.
You said COVID.
COVID.
Shut up, man.
Stop.
It's COVID. All right, go ahead.
All right, during the pandemic, You know, the kids were wearing masks to school. And my oldest son wore a Trump mask. All right. And he took a picture of himself in class. Like, he had a Trump mask. To his right, somebody was wearing a Pride mask. To his left, somebody was wearing a BLM mask. He was the only one that got sent to the principal and was made to take it off.
Well, of course, because that's divisive. Here's another question right here. Could the schools, colleges get more federal funding if they display the Pride flag? Like they tick a box on the form if they have an X amount of flag? Probably. Yeah. I think under Biden's administration, absolutely. Wasn't it Trump who said something on federal college campuses?
Yes.
That if they discriminated against Christians,
funding cut.
The funding is cut.
Yep. That's a fact.
But here's the thing here. So you're not allowed to put the Christian flag in public schools.
Mm-hmm.
And all this stuff. So why are you allowed to put the Pride flag? Mm. And we say Pride, it's the gay flag.
Yeah, let's
okay.
Yeah,
let's, and I'm not trying to be crude. The alphabet flag. I'm not trying to be incendiary in my comments. I'm tired of sugarcoating, tiptoeing around the thing. All right? These are people who have mental illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe that as a man, you're able to be a woman, which these people are pedophiles that do this.
That's a fact.
Because it's not grown women they want to be. They want to be like little teeny bopper little girls. These are pedophiles. They want to infiltrate every aspect of reality. And what better place to do it than the public school systems?
Yeah.
Well, what's the
got
question?
Another one. Patriot underscore Paladin 127. Hey, guys, 17-year Air Force medic. Aha, my brother. The Pride flag is pretty demonic, but you have seen those people who claim pedophilia is a sexuality and trying to normalize it. The pedo flag still exists. That's a fact.
100%.
That's a fact. And that's my take on this, getting rid of this flag. Here's the thing with me. I don't want any sexual orientation involved in schools.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's straight sex. I don't care if it's homeless. I don't want sex in my kids' classrooms at all.
And again, but this, I agree with you, but that's the point, right? Why is the Pride flag displayed in schools, but you can't display the Christian flag in public school? You can't display the cisgender male heterosexual Christian flag. Can you imagine if we created that? It would just be a white flag with a Bible in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And a heart around we like girls. Why can't we display that flag?
Can we just get back to reading, writing, arithmetic, and leave the rest alone?
Somebody said it's a rumble rant, not a super question. Whatever. What I'm turning it into is, you know, if you want to contribute to the show, you want to donate, ask a specific question. We will do our best to acknowledge the question, talk about it in real time. Thank you for the correction. Not sure it was necessary, but I appreciate it. All right.
We do love you, though.
Do love you. All right. So, again, I think that the Pride flag should be banned nationwide. Nationwide.
Period.
In every public area, period. In every public area, not private. Hey, it's America. You want to put the gay flag at your house or whatever it is, fine. Do you, boo-boo. But in every public area, period, especially with our children, if we're not allowed to display the Christian flag and read the Bible before class starts in public schools, then you ain't allowed to put your demonic, divisive flag, non-inclusive flag, and shove it down our children's throats.
And somebody asked, what is the Christian flag?
Boom, there it is.
There you go. That's it right
look
there.
Look how racist that is.
Yeah, there it is. There's your Christian flag right there.
All right, somebody said something. Teachers, leave those kids alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that, Pink Floyd?
Yep, Pink Floyd.
Leave those kids alone!
The wall. Okay.
Isn't pride one of the seven deadly sins? Yes,
absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely. Ding, ding, yes, ding, 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 ding. What
yes, it is.
What a great comment.
Good job, Luxa.
Okay, again, comment in the chat. I want to see it blow up right now. Let's leave the chat on the screen. Yeah. So let's talk, because I want people, as they go back to watch this, all right, I want them to see. blow the chat up right now, because people are going to be able to go back and see this. If you think the pride flag is demonic and needs to be banned nationwide in public areas, comment yes or no. Y or N. Blow the chat up and let people know where you actually stand in this regard. I want to crash Rumble servers right now. If you believe that the demonic, divisive, non-inclusive, horrific, demonic pride flag needs to be banned in all public places in America, nationwide, schools, state, public buildings, comment yes or no. Am I crazy? Show everybody who watches this video non-live, where you stand. Blow the chat up right now. Keep it going. I want to know where you stand. Look at this. Look at it. Blow it. Roll it. Ladies and gentlemen, stand with this flag. You are actually the minority of people. You just often talk the loudest. Look at what you're seeing right here. These people don't agree with you. The sane people want our children left alone. Leave the kids alone. Stop forcing your woke, demonic idolatry, ideation, indoctrination on us against our will. Look at it. Look at the chat. Look how crazy this is.
Going nuts.
Look, I'm serious. This is a serious, serious thing. And I feel so strongly about this and so passionate about this because it is evil. And as Christians, we oftentimes believe that we're just supposed to be quiet and not say anything. I see we got some questions or some comments. What do we got, Todd?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what this one means. From Jenny. Wait, hang on.
Look at the chat. Look at it. Look how crazy that is.
Yeah, I'm not even reading that comment. My son has a flag hanging in his room that says straight white Christian Republican male. What else can, how else can I piss you off today?
How else can I offend you?
Yes.
Look, and I'm not trying to rah the troops. I'm speaking from the heart here because this is what I truly believe. And Media Matters and Patriot Takes, they may like do this. Graham Allen's not an American. He doesn't think that gay people should have rights. And That's not what I said.
Mm-mm.
Stop putting your bigoted, non-inclusive, the most racist flag that we have in our nation right now. Stop putting it in the classrooms. Stop putting it in state and federal buildings. Stop putting it in any public location nationwide. What do we
here we
here?
Go. From K. Morgan Archer, my husband, Marine veteran, Texas born and raised, wouldn't allow my 7-year-old daughter to buy a rainbow lunchbox.
We can't even let our daughters buy rainbow lunchboxes anymore because that's not, they're not doing it because it's cute and it's a rainbow. Yeah. They're doing it because, you're an ally.
You can't spell triumph without Trump. Together good will triumph over evil. I love that one.
I love Jay that. Shep, I love that one. I would be a little careful. I love Donald Trump, but you see some people at rallies is like Trump, God, all this other kind of stuff.
There's Trump, the time and place.
Trump is not a messiah. Do I believe that God has a plan for Donald Trump in a time such as this? Absolutely. Do I believe that Trump should be idolized? No, in no way, shape, form, or fashion. He is a man. He's a flawed man at that. So let's just make sure we're good there. Tony, what are your thoughts on this? I know that you're very protective of the public school systems and things. What are your thoughts here?
I just don't like the fact that it's divisive. I mean, Todd and I had a conversation yesterday about the Bible, about being Christian, and about how we're there was only one perfect person on this world, and he died for our sins. So we're nobody to judge people. And I'm not against people being prideful for what they believe in. Just keep it out of trying to get everybody in their world. Keep it in your own world and whatnot, and do that. That's like I said, I'm not gonna judge people because I'm Christian and that's how I was brought up. So I'm just. I agree with you about keeping that flag out of the federal buildings and the schools or whatnot, because you're right. It is very divisive. Just like I said that the Black Lives Matter was, because where does it stop? I mean, when do brown lives matter? When do red lives matter? When do all lives matter?
Yeah.
I mean, so that's all I have to say.
The only thing I would add to that, I agree with you. As Christians, who are we to judge? However, when people identify themselves as Christians, the Bible actually does
very clear.
Talk about that.
Very
that
clear
you have
there.
Absolutely mm-hmm. every right mm-hmm. to call them out and to judge their actions. And it even talks about bringing them in front of people and yes. be like, look what so-and-so
more than
is
once.
Doing.
It says you go to them, then you take a buddy. And if that don't work, you
absolutely.
Bring them to the church.
And so mm-hmm. that little loophole only works for Christians when you're talking about non-believers.
There you go.
People that are like, I'm a Christian, but I'm gay. Okay, nah. Well, we're going to have to talk about that. Mm-hmm. I'm a Christian, but I support the LGBTQ community. Okay, we're going to have to talk about that. I'm Christian, but I support being able to murder children whenever women want to because it's their body, their choice. We're going to have to go talk about that because that ain't what the Bible says at all. And so Christians like to use this little crutch. My phone's so behind on the chat.
I've got it.
I do agree with you that, and we talked about that also, that people pick and choose what they read in the Bible and interpret it for themselves mm-hmm. and you know, put it into their lives that way. So, you know.
Yeah, God has a plan for everyone. Somebody put that out, and that's absolutely true. But we have free will as well, and we can choose not to live in that plan and live in sin, and that ain't God's plan for you. So yes, God's got a plan for everyone, but you still, as a free-willed human being, that God gave us that grace to decide for ourselves, because he wouldn't be a merciful Lord, he wouldn't be a gracious master over all if he said, guess what, you're doing this no matter what. You have no say in the matter. Throw your hands up. That's it. No. He gives us free will and free choice. So I 100% agree that God's got a plan for everyone. But we have the ability to, unless you're a Calvinist in this chat, and then everything's predetermined and, you know, you have no choice in any matter. But either way, little interdenominational rub there, but you can choose not to do the plan that God has for you. And you can choose to live in sin.
That's a fact.
And this, the pride flag, and I'm talking to the Christians here, the pride flag is sin. The end. The fact that it's even called the pride flag, like was brought up earlier,
mm-hmm.
it's sinful.
Yep.
And you're allowing sin into the areas of which your children, and I say this again about homeschooling or about all this stuff, if you have the means and the ability and you're choosing to send your kids to public school because you don't want them to be weird and socially awkward, they're coming out thinking they can be dudes and wanting to chop their genitals off. That's weird and socially awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You're sending your kids into a battle zone, unprepared.
Yep.
For everything. And if you have the ability to stop it and you don't do it, you're complicit in the act and you should be held responsible too.
Facts.
The end. So again, those are my thoughts about all this stuff.
Very good.
And I'm sure that there's a lot of people that are upset and I'm sure all this kind of thing. Thank you guys for supporting with your questions. What is this?
We got two more statements here.
Okay.
Number one is, these are the last days before Christ comes. It's all written and we are watching it happen. The best thing anyone can do at this point is make sure you have Jesus as your Savior.
Amen,
sister.
Amen.
Sheila Mae Price says, Jesus love you, and so do I.
Absolutely.
We love you too.
Jesus loves you 100%, but Jesus hates your sin.
Yep.
And that's another thing. Like, we always, as Christians or people who want to, like, feel good about things, they always leave out the closer of the thing, right? Like,
yeah.
You know, it's the whole, Jesus is, you know, my Savior. Well, he's also your Lord if he's your Savior. But, you know, either way.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's all we got for this episode, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you got something out of this. I want to run a poll really quick. And this is me just talking to you honestly. And please comment in the chat right now, because I want to see initially, while we end this out, where you guys stand. We have been talking to Rumble and we've been looking at some analytics and things like that. And I'm not saying we're doing this. My question is, I'm curious if you guys would like a different time slot for the show. Meaning, instead of we're the first show you see, we're one of the last shows you see at the end of the day at another time slot. Would you like that? Because I know some people want to be able to watch live that can't, that watch it later and all this other stuff. So our question is, this is simply a poll. We ain't changing nothing. Nothing's there. But this is your show, like Todd alluded to yesterday. So we are curious your thoughts. Would you like a different time slot possibly later on in the day, or do you want it to stay the first show that you see in the morning? Again, we, as Elon, Musk would say, we will, we will submit to the standards and to the opinion of the people. I don't know what the Latin phrase is that Elon uses all the time, but if you guys like us here in the front, we're going to stay in the front. But we owe it to you to make sure that we're doing right by you as best that we can. So if you want us to stay here first thing you see in the morning, we will do so. All right, that's all we got. If you like this video, if you got something out of it, make sure to hit that like button. The more you like, the more people see it. If this is your first time watching the show, make sure to hit that follow button. Please go back in the actual comment section. I want to see 1,000 comments today. 1,000 comments in the actual comment section. Leave us a comment about what you think about what we talked about, about the government shutdown, about the pride flag, about if you want a time slot change or if you don't want a time slot change. Let us know. And then make sure to share this far and wide. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys. Tony, say goodbye.
Hasta mañana, everybody.
All right, Todd.
Let's lead us out. Let us bow. Father, we just, as usual, we thank you for a great show. Lord, we thank you for the platform that you give us, the ability to spread the good news of Jesus Christ and the grace, mercy, and love that is fresh for every single person on earth every single day. Lord, we are just, we come to you with broken hearts about the young lady that was murdered. And just the status of our country right now, that evil wickedness is just running rampant. And Father, I just ask that you reveal yourself to the wicked, that you reveal yourself and you show the trueness of Christianity and who you are. And we give us the strength, the wisdom, and the boldness to preach your word in the darkest alleys, to shine light on the darkest spaces in our country, Lord, because we need it. We need the world. This country needs the light right now. Lord, I just ask that you meet every need where they are. You meet every follower that has a need. You meet that person where they are, whether it's wisdom, whether it's healing, whether it's guidance, that you meet them and you meet those needs, Father. We love you. We thank you for all the blessings that you give us, and all God's people said.
Amen. All right. I hear you. We're staying here in the time slot.
I was just missing to
say
that.
It was just a question, but thank you guys for letting us know. Seeing you guys say things like people are in Arizona saying that it's 7 o'clock in the morning here and like you get my day started. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, appreciate that.
That means so much to us. It really does. All right. We're staying. Jeez, calm down. As always, I'm Graham Allen. Stay awake, not woke. Trust in God, not the government. And as always, stay free.